All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Hey, it's a brand new day in a brand new month. This is Thursday, December 1st, and it feels like it too. It'll be a blustery day with strong winds, highs mid-20s in the northeast, 30s in the southwest. I'm Kathy Werzer with Minnesota Today from NPR News. Our top story, Minnesota nurses have authorized a second strike. That means as many as 16 hospitals in the Twin Cities and Duluth could be affected if talks don't result in a deal. The exact start date and length of a strike has yet to be announced. M&A President Mary Turner says while the two sides have gotten closer on some issues, they still have not reached a deal.
When we came back from our last strike in September, we hoped our hospital executives would hear us about the urgency of the crisis in our hospitals. But since then, things have gotten worse and not better.
Officials at the healthcare systems did not immediately provide comment on the vote, but have in the past called for a mediator to be involved in negotiations. Minneapolis has settled lawsuits over police mistreatment of people during the protests following George Floyd's murder. A federal court judge has approved a deal which restricts what kinds of force Minneapolis police officers can use against peaceful protesters. Nina Moyney has more.
The injunction is part of a class action suit filed by the ACLU on behalf of 12 protesters who say Minneapolis police used unnecessary and excessive force to suppress protesters' First Amendment rights during protests which followed the police killing of George Floyd in 2020. The agreement between the city of Minneapolis and the protesters also requires the city to pay the plaintiffs a total of $600,000. The ACLU says the agreement prohibits the city from arresting, threatening to arrest, or using physical force like chemical agents, flashbang grenades, and foam-tipped bullets against people engaging in lawful demonstrations. The injunction also limits the use of chemical agents by police to disperse peaceful protests. I'm Nina Moyney.
In other news, the U.S. Labor Department says that its investigators have found 11 additional children hired as overnight cleaners at slaughterhouses, including one in Minnesota. As Matt Sepik reports, Wisconsin-based contractor Packer Sanitation allegedly hired the teens.
In a federal lawsuit filed November 9th, the government alleged that Packers Sanitation, known as PSSI, had employed 31 children to clean three Midwestern meatpacking plants. The government now says the investigation has found that 11 more minors, ranging in age from 14 to 17, had been working at facilities in Nebraska, Arkansas, and Worthington, Minnesota. In one new court document, the Labor Department says that it believes PSSI, quote, currently employs four of the teens, including three in Worthington. PSSI says in a response filing that the four, quote, are not current employees of PSSI and haven't been for some time. Attorneys for both sides are expected in court next week. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
The Minneapolis public schools are facing a financial crisis, and school board members and officials were told that unless something is done, the district could run out of money at the end of fiscal year 2025. The sobering outlook was presented to the school board's finance committee yesterday. State funding is made on a per-pupil formula. Minneapolis public schools enrollment is down 17% over the past 5 years. The district projects that enrollment decline to continue. Sports. The Timberwolves beat the Memphis Grizzlies last night 109-101. Anthony Edwards scored 29 points. It was the Wolves' first game without All-Star Karl Anthony Towns. He's going to miss several games with a leg injury. Minnesota hosts Oklahoma City Saturday. The Gopher women's basketball team lost to Wake Forest last night 63-59. The Gophers host Penn State on Saturday. All right, how about that weather forecast today? Another blustery day. High winds, 30, 35, 40 miles an hour, going to blow some snow around in southern and eastern Minnesota. Partly sunny skies. Highs today, mid-20s in the northeast, 30s in the southwest. Tomorrow, snow is likely again in northern and western Minnesota with some rain possible in southeastern Minnesota. Highs will be 15 to 25 degrees in the northwest, near 40 in the southern half of Minnesota. If you're looking for more news right now, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org, download our nifty news app, Tell your smart speakers to play NPR News or go old school and just turn on the radio. Listen that way. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Werzer.